I'd like to call the board meeting to order.
She told me to. When I was asking her.
Trustee Hill.
Present.
Trustee Samuels.
Here.
Trustee James.
Here.
Trustee Tolliver.
Here.
Trustee Finney.
Here. And notice and all that?
Yes, it was posted.
Okay, good evening. And let me say that I'm glad to see everyone here. And we have a relatively simple agenda. And there's one matter before the board, and of course we'll go to that. Do we have to? We don't have to do it in minutes. All right. So, I have a motion to suspend board regulation section 4, subsection A, budget and appropriation process.
I would like to make the motion.
Yeah, just I second the motions.
It's been properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Hill. Trustee Samuels?
I'm sorry, we're voting on what?
We're voting on suspension of the board regulation section 4, subsection A, budget and appropriation process.
The resolution.
It is preparatory to dealing with the resolution.
No, this is the resolution. I thought you were the resolution.
Do I need to?
No, that's not a separate thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we're now entertaining the motion. And it's been moved and seconded by Dr. Tolliver. And we'll have roll call. We're voting on the main motion.
Which is the temporary suspension of board regulations.
No, it's the resolution.
It's actually the temporary suspension of the funding limit.
The funding limit, which is this resolution.
Previously, the athletics department was limited to a 1.5% appropriation of all university funding to fund the athletics programs. We're voting to make it so that we can have it no more than 4% of the university's total state appropriations.
And it's for fiscal year 2020.
Yeah, for a limited period of time, sunset.
You know what? Here's the deal. Is anyone from the finance department here?
Yes.
Okay, then let's just go through the way. Would you come and make a presentation, please?
Sudi Davis, Glenn Meeks, both of you.
Okay.
Mark?
I was trying to minimize the amount of commentary on this, but I think that we might get ourselves in the thicket, so if you would just set forth the matter before us.
I think to piggyback on the chair, the resolution is straightforward. I think if you just refer to that, it's sufficient without.
Okay. This one. Sorry, my hesitation was only because I know that there was a revised portion of the resolution than what was originally submitted. That was my.
You don't have that?
I was just been handed to me. Yes.
Read us that.
Okay.
That answers the question.
Be sure that you got it correct.
Thank you. Is this it?
Yes.
Resolution number 09/12.1 regarding Chicago State University athletic funding temporary suspension of funding limitation. Whereas the regulation of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University, the regulations provide in section 4, student subsection J, intercollegiate athletics policy that an intercollegiate athletics program is an important and worthwhile activity, a proper administered program can make a significant contribution to the quality of campus and student life. And whereas the regulation further provide in Section 4, Students, Subsection J, Intercollegiate Athletics, the primary responsibility for management of an intercollegiate athletics program rests with the president. The president's exercise of that responsibility is subject to applicable law and board policies, including the following. State appropriations may be used to support the intercollegiate athletics program, but not more than 1.5% of a university's annual state appropriation may be expended for intercollegiate athletics unless approved by the board, thereby delegating responsibility for management of the university's intercollegiate athletics program to the president of the university, and also establishing a maximum allowable use of state appropriation for the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university without the prior approval of the board. And whereas the president of the university has thoroughly reviewed the current level of funding for the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university from state appropriations, and he has found the allowed level of funding to be inadequate under the current circumstances to sustain the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university. And whereas the president of the university, discharging his responsibility for management of the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university, has recommended to the board that the level of funding of the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university for the fiscal year 2010 should be increased to no more than 4% of the university's state appropriations for that fiscal year. And whereas the board has instructed the president of the university to undertake a thorough review of the past funding of the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university and the projected funding levels of those programs, giving special consideration to the severe economic conditions existing in the state of Illinois. And in particular, with the decreasing level of state appropriations to the Illinois public universities, with the goal of making comprehensive recommendations to the board with respect to the intercollegiate athletic programs of the university and sustainable levels of sources of funding beyond fiscal year 2010. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University does hereby approve for fiscal year 2010 the use of up to 4% of the university's state appropriations to support the university intercollegiate athletic programs.
And that was the resolution I moved adoption of, and Trustee James seconded. And we were in the process of having a roll call.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start over. Make sure we have a clarity for the record. Dr. Tolliver, if you make the motion, please.
I make a motion that we adopt this resolution for temporary suspension of funding limitation. The resolution number is there.
Second?
I second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
I request that we have a discussion of this motion before we vote on it, please.
All right, you would like to then do what? You have a motion that's on the floor, and you would like to discuss it at this particular moment?
Yes, I would, because you're voting on adopting the motion before we've had a discussion on it.
What's your discussion?
Well, first, I am interested in what the rest of the board has to say.
I'm sorry?
I am interested in what the rest of the board has to say as well, but I'm willing to start with my concerns about this resolution. First of all, I'm concerned that we're having this in a meeting that with very short notice so that there isn't just adequate public input. I feel it's our responsibility as a board to have an open and transparent process and to have as much information go out and come back to the board before we make this kind of a decision, which I'm not sure, because of my limited experience, may be unprecedented in asking for this request. I'm concerned for the following reasons. In examining the budget, I don't believe the numbers presented are correct, because we're asking for the increase in the appropriated funds, but the number presented appear to include the not appropriated funds. So you're asking for less money than you actually say you need. Or the resolution will only give you appropriated money instead of the combination of the two together. So I think the resolution as written isn't even going to give you what you want. It's not clear to me where the money, this 1.9% you're asking for, is coming from the budget. What program will be sacrificed or what will not be funded because we're putting more money into the athletic division? I'm not convinced that this is an emergency. I don't see a plan for the use of this money. If we give you carte blanche on the amount of money that you're requesting, I really have no idea where it's going to go. I think we need a strategic plan that comes from the athletic department that tells us where the money is going to go, what sports are going to be included. I don't know at this point how many of the students in this university are affected by this, who actually participate in this program, and I need this information in order to make a decision. So before I could vote on this, I really need to see a plan. I think I agree with the fact that extracurricular activities are important. I know in my own college career that some of my extracurricular activities have led to the kind of life I have led and to the work that I do. However, our priority as a board is the curricular activities as a priority, and secondly, the facilities are important. I have not come to this university without one of the buildings shutting down. Now that tells me that if we have extra money, that money should be going into a place where I can see there is an emergency. I also, in terms of extracurricular activities, I think there are other kinds of extracurricular activities. There's the performing arts, for example. There are other ways, if we're concerned about bringing people into the campus to perhaps make money. What about a theater that is a superior theater that indeed attracts people from the entire neighborhood? First of all, that should be the priority. And secondly, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois and Indiana. I think we have the possibility of doing something like that if we put as much energy into that as we are into this particular extracurricular activity. So again, I'm concerned about if no other question, I'd like to know that the budget is actually correct in what you're requesting. And I'd like to know what program is being cut in order to take the money from that program to put into this program. Thank you.
Want to answer that? Or you or the president, one of you should answer.
My name is Sudi Davis, I'm the athletic director. At this time, our athletic program is at a zero base right now. We were asking for this increase so we can finish our program for this year. We are putting together a marketing plan for the following years. We have done some figures, we have some things together already that Mr. Sipich can refer to. But right now, our program is not abundance of money in our program. Our program is at a halt right now, as of today. So it's not like we are asking for money just to put out on the table. These appropriations are needed to further our athletic program or to finish this year. We have some contracts that we have out there right now that, you know, if we don't settle those contracts with competition, each of those competitions might cost us $100,000. So what we're trying to do is trying to, at this point, salvage this year and move forward with our plan for next year.
So the budget that was passed last summer was inadequate for your needs for this year?
Yes, ma'am. And it's been inadequate for some years.
And what have you done in the past in terms of funding if you've run out of money?
I wasn't there in the past, ma'am.
Okay, well,
We're trying to move forward with the program. That's what we're doing at this point.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
I obviously was not here, but let me give you my understanding. In the past, the university has taken dollars from everything from indirect funds, non-appropriated dollars, and some appropriated dollars to meet the budget, the total budget of the athletic department, okay? That's one. Two, where did those dollars come from? They came across the board. They were taken from everything, budget lines that would have provided academic support, academic growth, student support services, additional support services. So it was taken from a number of different lines throughout the university to provide the funding to the athletic department. That's my understanding in terms of going back over the years. That is currently present for this year. The dollars that will be put into the budget is taken across the lines in terms of from our current budget. The reason why it is an emergency is because the athletic program has already started, all right? The university should have made a decision not to go forth at athletics for FY10 if it was going to not fund it. We are right now in the middle, and it will be a considerable embarrassment and be probably front page news if we discontinue an athletic program in the middle of a season. So from that point of view, from a public relations point of view, one might say it is an emergency. From a student point of view, you have a number of students whose athletic careers are right in the middle of a season. It would be unfair for us as a university to discontinue an athletic program right in the middle of an athletic season. We have a certain fiduciary responsibility to those students. The students should not be made to suffer because for whatever reason a budget was passed for FY10 without having clearly identified where all the dollars were going to come from. In terms of a business plan, I've made a request of the athletic director to supply a business plan. There is not a business plan. My position is that each year there will be a business plan in place before we even establish a budget. So when we approve a budget in May, you know, if athletics is part of that budget, there will be a business plan for FY11. But there's no business plan now. I asked for one, and I'm supposed to be given one by mid-January. In terms of the budget being correct, I would have to turn to Sudie Davis and the Vice President of Finance and Management and Mark for you to address that aspect of it. It's my understanding that we have for a maximum of 4%, but in reality it's 3.6%, I think. 3.4% is what we would be going for.
Yeah, let me just kind of say this, Trustee Samuels. Number one, this is an emergency meeting that's called by that was occasioned by this matter. It would not have the opportunity to be vetted by a committee, which is our procedure. That matters such as this would normally come before the specific committee that it should be called before, which would have given you and other board members an opportunity to fully appreciate yourselves with the efficacy of this particular resolution on this particular matter. We did not have the benefit of that. Furthermore, we had an outgoing president who was interim all the way through June 30th, 2009, which meant that once the outgoing president was in position, he barely minimally did the job of informing the board as to what it needed to do. Our new president arrived and began to work October 1. So we're playing catch up. And the idea that, and I would want to make sure that you appreciate this, there's no attempt on certainly this current board to be less than transparent. And we have gotten this far by being transparent. And I want to make clear that the president asked that this matter be considered and has taken full responsibility per the way the resolution is worded, which places the burden of the preparation of the athletic program and the management of this school on the president. The board has, when it comes to a matter where money has been spent and budgets have to be adjusted, it's the board's responsibility to do that. But my sense is that we have a new president here in place, and as effective October 1, he has been in service with us all of November and part of December, which means around 6 or 7 weeks. And my sense is that in order to carry this university forward, he's going to need the time. We're midterm, and as it relates to the athletic program, we've approved a budget. We've made that included the budgetary matters that to operate the athletic program. That budget should have been vetted more, but it wasn't. And now we have the responsibility as the current board to determine whether or not we're going to essentially take the recommendation or support the recommendation coming from our professional staff that just got into place 7 weeks ago.
I would just like to add that, as Trustee Hill has already pointed out, there's a sunset clause here. This is just for fiscal year 2010. When I received the informational phone call from the president, I raised the question too, and he indicated that, you know, this would take place within a larger discussion about whether we made Division 1, 2, 3. And this document we received was the first educational piece, because most of us can say 1, 2, or 3 and know nothing about it. So this document at least educated me on the difference between the three. And I'm sure the business plan, if it's to be one that is one that makes sense, will be tied to one of these three recommendations. So I see this as just giving further time to make us be in a position to make an informed decision and cover an emergency situation.
And I'd just like to add that failure to pass this measure could has the potential of putting us in breach of contract with respect to our conference contractual obligations.
Any more discussion?
Just two things. First, as far as the publication of the meeting, I received a phone call probably about a day after I found out we were going to meet. I mean, the next day on the board meeting, after the board meeting we had, that wanted to know what forms of communication could we get out to the students and the rest of the university stakeholders about this meeting, both through CSU radio, both the internet, social media, things of that nature. Email blasts went out to make sure that people were informed of the meeting. So from that perspective, it's good, but you also have to understand that students ending out the semester as of, what was it, the 15th of this month, the last thing they want to do is come back on campus. And so that is one of the major drawbacks to making sure we have a good population of students here today. And the other portion was just the Trustee Tolliver just mentioned the document that we received that highlighted the difference between Division 1, 2, 3, and the NAIA. And from the Division 2 perspective, it looks as if the university matches a lot of the things that go on. Specifically, the teams usually feature a number of local and in-state students, student-athletes pay for school through combination scholarship, money, grants, loans, and employment earnings. They have a lot of traditional rivalry games among, you know, universities within their region and things of that nature. And this, a lot of it kind of, other points like the total number of students, they start around 7,400, 43% of them are at the 7,500 range, which is comparable to our numbers here at the university. And then the budgets are pretty much the same. They spend about $3.6 million on average, which is about what we're spending. We're spending a little bit more, but we're not able to compete at the same levels as other Division I universities. So those are just some of my things that I noticed from the documents that I've read. And
Mr. Chairman, we're not here to discuss the merits of Division I versus Division II, or the merits of athletics versus other forms of extracurricular activities, as I understand it, but that discussion is going to be forthcoming based on the president's research and study and that he will bring to us early in the new year.
Any more discussion?
Just one more I'd like to add. I'd like to address Trustee Samuel's concern about the budget and some discrepancies there. It's just been brought to my attention what some of the discrepancy or some of your concern may be concerning the budget. Is it concerning the $31 million income fund stated?
My concern is that the resolution we're passing here talks
yes.
about getting the entire amount from the appropriated funds.
Yes.
And the budget you show has money coming from both appropriated and inappropriated funds.
No. The correction would be where it says local income fund revenue, that's part of our appropriated funds. At one point, the state of Illinois considered income fund, that's part of the appropriated dollars. Income funds now are retained by the university. However, they are still a part of our appropriated dollars. It's just that we retain them in-house. In years past, we used to have to send that income fund back to the state, and then they would in turn send it back to us in terms of forms of reimbursements. But in some legislators' wit and wisdom, they decided, hey, why send it back when you're going to give it back to us anyway? So why not just retain our income fund internally? The income fund primarily are dollars from tuition and fees. That's the bulk of the income fund. Those are appropriated dollars.
More questions? More discussion? Hearing none. We'll continue the roll call.
Trustee Sims?
No.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Motion passes. So ordered. Public employees. I'm in.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Davis, and I'm a student athlete here at Chicago State. I'm on the men's cross-country team and track and field team. Also, I'm a presidential scholar, 3.5 GPA. I'm also involved in other committees as well. I'm also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Today, I just want to talk to you all about the student athletes here at Chicago State, and I wanted to give you all a feel for where I come from and how I feel the program is making a lot of changes. When I first got here, I transferred from a private D3 school, came here, I know that they were D1, and it was something about, you know, being here at Chicago State that I felt at home. When I came here, I had a 2.5 GPA. Every year, I made a lot of progress, every year, every semester, and part of that was because of my commitment to track and field. I think sports builds character, and a lot of us have participated in sports, and we've all developed character through sports. So that's why I feel like I'm here. I'm here to let everybody know that, you know, CSU athletics is important to me, and I'm not the only athlete that feels that way. I feel like I'm the voice for all of our athletes when I say that it's very important for me to graduate, knowing that I'm about to graduate in May, and that a part of that was because of CSU athletics. They helped me really to, you know, my coaches, my fans who cheered me on, people that came out to support. It just shows that it takes that community, Chicago State community, for us to come together and produce good athletes, good student athletes. And that's something that I really have been stressing, that student athletes is more than just, you know, we're more than just the jocks, we're more than just the people that you see with sweats on. No, you know, I am a tutor, I'm a mentor and a tutor as well. I also work for Furman Community Services, a non-for-profit agency. There's a lot of things that I feel like, you know, I'm involved in, and it's because of sports. So I just want to let you all know that, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak to you all, and I'm here on behalf of Chicago State's athletics, and it is very important to me that, you know, besides the budget, you know, I don't know numbers like that. I know that we've had, you know, problems in the past, but I really encourage you all to support us as in many ways as you can. you know, definitely come out. And, you know, even if it's letting us know, I really feel like I wish we could have more athletes come to this meeting, because this is a very important meeting. And, you know, just to realize what's going on behind the scenes. There's so many things that we don't see that we're affected by. And, you know, one of those are, you know, the budget plans. We actually had a couple meets that we were supposed to have this year. And, like, our first three meets got canceled for indoor track. So, you know, I know that part of that was because of our budget problems. You know, to me, as being an athlete, this is my senior year, my last year of competition. You know, I really wish I would have had that chance to compete in those meets. But, you know, it's something I can't really stress on. I just keep moving forward. But it's very important to me that whatever we do, we can resolve the conflict between, you know, I feel like there's a lack of communication, you know, in a lot of different departments, especially the athletics department. I really feel like there's a lack of communication between them and, you know, the athletics department and the student athletes. So I really wish that we could just come together and, you know, make this really work. And, you know, I'm a positive beacon behind it. I thank you all for your time. Thank you.
No further comment. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
It's been moved.
Second.
Probably moved and second.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. We stand adjourned. Thank you.